Total Quality Management. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines total quality management, TQM, as follows: a management approach to quality improvement that is driven through customer satisfaction. TQM is based on the participation of all members of an organization in improving processes, goods, services, and the culture in which they work. The methods for implementing this approach are found in teachings of such quality leaders as Philip B. Crosby, W. Edwards Deming, Kaoru Ishikawa, J.M. Muran, and Jinichi Taguchi. C. Manufacturing Philosophy. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines quality as follows: conformance to requirements or fitness for use. Quality can be defined through five principal approaches. 1. Transcendent quality is an ideal and a condition of excellence. 2. Product-based quality is based on a product attribute. 3. User-based quality is fitness for use. 4. Manufacturing-based quality is conformance to requirements. 5. Value-based quality is the degree of excellence at an acceptable price. Also, quality has two major components. 1. Quality of conformance, which is quality defined by the absence of defects, and 2. Quality of design, which is quality measured by the degree of customer satisfaction with a product's characteristics and features. Quality is defined by customer requirements and perceptions. Customer requirements are shaped primarily by quality of design and fitness for use, solving a customer's actual needs. Conformance to requirements is in the sphere of control of manufacturing. Customer perceptions are not entirely controllable, for example, competitor actions, but are partly based on quality of conformance, past service failures. Core concepts of TQM. The primary objective of total quality management is to ensure the organization's long-term success through customer satisfaction, including meeting all required product and service specifications. Another objective of TQM is to ensure that variation is minimized, tall and narrow bell curves. The following are core concepts of TQM. Management needs an absolute commitment to TQM, championing it and including it in strategy, mission, vision, culture, and daily routine. Management needs patience to see results. TQM is evidence-based and relies heavily on performance measurement. TQM is everyone's responsibility. Do your job well, but also improve your job. Cross-train employees in quality and root cause analysis. Quality initiatives are executed by self-motivated cross-functional employee teams. They think of finance, etc., as internal customers, value chain. Quality is a source of competitive advantage. It is not an added value. It is essential. Employees are the most important resource for improving quality. Quality is foundational. In the Sandcone theory, proposed by Meyer and Ferdows and referenced in operations strategy, quality is the foundation for operational priorities, and then dependability, speed, flexibility, and finally cost are added. Imagine a stable pile of sand in a cone, with each new layer expanding the base, as shown in Exhibit 1-43. Each layer represents cumulative rather than sequential resources and management effort. Sustainable cost reduction must leverage prior areas. Exhibit 1-43, Sand Cone Theory, Root Cause Analysis. According to the dictionary, root cause analysis is analytical methods to determine the core problem, S, of an organization process, product market, and so forth. C, current reality tree, CRT, five whys, stratification analysis. The steps to conduct a root cause analysis are as follows. Describe the problem, including internal and external data analysis. Establish cause categories. Identify specific potential causes. Prioritize the causes. Root cause analysis can take many forms, but in general, it requires developing critical thinking skills and asking lots of questions rather than assuming. It may involve brainstorming. Another example is to go through a simple set of questions to cover all the possibilities, for example, the 5 W's and 2 H's or DMIIC. Also, the 5 Y's are frequently associated with root cause analysis. This involves asking why 5 consecutive times after each answer is determined. Only after answering the 5th Y is the root cause considered to be found.